From Heaven, a selection of words and wisdoms of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin istayin. This is the 313th episode of the program From Heaven. The aim of this program is to take some lessons from some anecdotes related to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And I am Fakhr Rouhani, the expert of this episode. On the basis of a piece of hadith related from the 6th infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, once a person approached Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and addressed him in this way, "O grandson of the Messenger of Allah, how did you spend last night?" Then in answer to that question, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's answer was thus: "Asbahtu waliya rabbu fawqi wa an-naru amami." I spent the night while my Lord was just above me. "Wa an-naru amami," and the hellfire in front of me. "Wal-mautu yatlubuni," death is seeking for me. "وَالْحِسَابُ مُحَدِّقٌ بِي," and calculation entails me, waits for me. "وَأَنَا مُرْتَهِنٌ بِعَمَلِي," and I'm entrapped within my deeds, within the web of my deeds. "لَا أَجِدُ مَا أُحِبْ وَلَا أَدْفَعُ مَا أَكْرَهْ," I can't find what I love. However, I'm not capable of pushing away from myself those jobs or those things that I don't like. وَالْأُمُورُ بِيَدْ غَيْرِي, the affairs are all in the hands of someone else. فَإِنْ شَاءَ عَذَّبْنِي, if he wants, if he wishes, he may chastise me. وَإِنْ شَاءَ عَفَى عَنِّي, and if he wishes, he may forgive me. فَأَيُّ فَقِيرٍ أَفْقَرُ مِنِّي, in that case, who is poorer than me? From this we understand that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's answer was terse and complete. It was terse because the answer wasn't lengthy and it was concise. It was good enough to cover the main points. So we find that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam considers to be constantly checked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hellfire is in front of everybody. Upon making grave mistakes, one is expected to be taken to the hellfire, no doubt. And another one is that وَالْمَوْتُ يَطْلُبُنِي, death is seeking for us, for me. وَالْحِسَابُ مُحَدِّقٌ بِي, calculation is just waiting for me. I mean the calculation of our deeds on the judgment day. وَأَنَا مُرْتَهِنٌ بِعَمَلِي, I'm entrapped by my deeds, in the web of my deeds. لَا أَجِدُ مَا أُحِبْ, I can't find whatever I wish, or what I wish, or what I love. وَلَا أَدْفَعُ مَا أَكْرَهْ, I can't push away from myself those things or jobs that I don't like. وَالْأُمُورُ بِيَدْ غَيْرِي, and the holy jobs are in the hand of someone else.
Allahumma arzuqni, Allahumma arzuqni shafa'at al-Husayn yawm al-hurum. Allahumma arzuqni, Allahumma arzuqni شفاعة الحسين يوم الهروب.
And then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam drew the conclusion and he mentioned that فإن شاء عذبني, if God wishes, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, he may chastise me. وإن شاء عفا عني. And in case Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, he may forgive Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. فَأَيُّ فَقِيرٌ أَفْقَرُ مِنِّي. Hence, who can be said to be poorer than me? Certainly we know that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was a role model not only for Muslims but for all human beings. However, we find that when Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam wants to talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he uses a very, very polite language. And this politeness finds expression in Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's considering all the choices to be on the table. That is, hellfire, and at the same time, calculation. Another one is the effect of our deeds on our destiny. And yet another indication here is and pertains to the inability of ordinary beings, ordinary people, to do anything special, especially against the divinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam says that finally and at the end, it's all in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether to forgive someone or not to forgive him or her. Or Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam indicates in this way that a person should be always in a state of optimism and pessimism, that is optimism to the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pessimism in terms of the point that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't accept our prayers, what will be the fate of us? Surely going to the hellfire, because as ordinary human beings, we've proven to be short enough of doing anything good to the Islamic religion. And finally, we find that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was really very humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never calculated, never talked about the wealth of his father. Rather, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam always indicated that he was really very much appreciative of the mystical life of his father. And at the same time, this finds expression in the personality of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. We hope to have taken very important good lessons from these episodes so far narrated and explicated. Thank you very much for listening to this episode.
As-salamu alayka ya warith Adam safwatillah. As-salamu alayka ya warith Nuh nabiyillah. As-salamu alayka ya warith Ibrahim khalilillah. As-salamu alayka يا وارث موسى كليم الله. السلام عليك يا وارث عيسى روح الله. السلام عليك يا وارث محمد حبيب الله. السلام عليك يا وارث